Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud. And before we start, just to chazer a few klolim. One is that when a woman becomes a bageres, her father can't be made for her Nedarim. If a woman gets married with Nisuin, her father can't be made for her Nedarim. If a woman was a Naira and then she becomes a bageres, even her husband can't be made for her Nedarim. So there's certain milestones that when she reaches those, nobody can be made for a Nedarim. So Mishnah's going to list many cases, but a lot of them have not just one reason that he can't be mefer, but there are more than one reason. So we really don't have to speak out all the cases, but we'll see. Teisha naros nidrein kayamet. So there are nine naros. It's naros is lav dafka, like the Rav says. It's just nine women that the nedarim are kayam, and nobody can do anything about it. By geres vihi yisoma. So this is not actually a yisoma. This is what we call a yisoma b'chaya av. She's a yisoma while her father's still alive, which means that she was already married. So she was married. She became a bageres. She made a neder, and her husband died. So the truth is that there are two reasons that her father can't be made for a nedarim. Number one, she's a bageres. Number two, she got married. Or the next case, nara ubagra vihi yisoma. Same type of case. She was a nara. This is a dafka nara. So she was a nara when she made the neder here. That's the difference. Ubagra vihi yisoma. And then she became a bageres. Vihi yisoma. And she's a yisoma b'chaya av, while her father's still alive. She's not really a yisoma. And this is really the same case as the previous case. The difference is here she made the neder while she was in Naira. But end up the same, it's the same reason. Nobody can be made for a nedarim. Nara shaloi bagra vihi yisoma. Here's a Nara that she was not a bageris, but she became a yisoma. How did she become a yisoma b'chaya av? Because she got married. So once she gets married, now there's only one reason her father can't be made for a nedarim. Because she's a Naira, normally her father could be made for a nedarim. But since she had nisuin, there's nothing that he can do anymore. Next case, bageres umeis avia. So here, she became a bageres, and then her father died. So this is obvious. The Mishnah is just telling us all these cases that they wanted to sharpen the Talmidim, that they would list all these different possible cases, even though some of these are not necessary. So in this case, a bageres, her father can't be made for nedarim, and her father's not around also. He died. Nara bageres umeis avia. In this case, she made the nether while she was a Nara, then she became a Bagera, so now nobody can make for an Adarm, and her father also died. Nara Shaloi Bagra Umesavia. Here there's only one reason. She's a Nara, she was not a Bageras, so technically her father would be able to, but the one problem is her father's not around, he's dead. So that's why nobody can be made for it. Nara Shemes Avia Umishemesavia Bagra. In this case she was a Nara that her father died, and now she became a Bageras. Still, father died, nobody can be made for her, and now we have another reason, because she became a bageres. Bageres vavia kaim, or bageres, her father is alive, he can't be made for her because she's a bageres. Nara bageres vavia kaim, or she was a naira when she made the nether, then she became a bageres, and her father's still alive. Again, he can't be made for her because she's a bageres. Rabbi Yehuda omer af hamesi bito haktana, v'nis almana, v'nis garsha, v'chazra etzlo, adayin hi nara. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person marries off his daughter while she's a ktana, and then she becomes an almana or she's divorced, she can go back to him, and he can be made for a nedarim if the nisuin took place while she was a ketana. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is being cholik on, according to the Tanakama, any time a girl is a yisoma b'chaya av, which means that her father married her off, whether she's a gdola or a ketana, that's it. The father can never ever be made for a nedarim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds that if he married her off while she was a ketana, and then she goes back to her father's rishus, and he could be made for a nedarim, just like any other naira that never left her father's rishus. L'chara, it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda is only being cholik on a ketana that the father marries off. However, Tiferes Yisrael points out, it seems to him that Rabbi Yehuda is also being cholik on a naira, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's cholik on the whole premise of the Mishnah, that when a father marries off a naira, and then her husband dies, she goes back to her father, as long as she's still a naira. And what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a ketana is a kal v'chomer. If a ketana, where he actually sells her off, can go back to him, all the more so a nara, which he's not really selling her off, even if she does get fully married and has nisun, according to Yehuda, he learns that once her husband dies, or she gets divorced, she goes back to her father, that he can be made for her nedarim.